When they are consuming your minds and your thoughts and your dreams, from the angels to the demons and to the mysteries unseen, there is no need to worry. There is no need for dread. It's just time to discuss the thing at the foot of the bed.
Good evening, and if you're just tuning in, you are listening live to 105.3 out of the Mississippi and 107.7 FM out of the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, to UFO Paranormal and United Public Radio Network, or otherwise we just like to call it UPRN, and you're listening to The Thing at the Foot of the Bed. I get rid of that, what a thing to say. I go through a few I'll pass it over to my amazing co-host. Some of y'all are already here already. We'll shout you out, don't you worry. So a little bit about myself. I'm one of the hosts. My name is Laura Lee Potvin. I am a Canadian psychic medium, crystal Reiki energy healer, Akashic Records practitioner, spiritual teacher and mentor, and registered nurse. I'm a budding animal communicator, well-versed in near-death experiences, having had one as a toddler myself, and I've studied them for over 40 years professionally and personally, and I think that's pretty well everything. Anyways, a few things. If you like what you see, please like, share, and subscribe. You help us out all the time when you do that, and if you want to join in the conversation, because 80% of our audience that listens globally, we broadcast to every country in the world on UPRN, and you want to join in the conversation, you're going to hear a shout out and read the comments and what have you, how you can join in too, and we'd love to have you join us. You're going to head over to my co-host David's YouTube channel, which is The Spirit Experience. He's also streaming to his page, which I will let him tell you a little bit about in just a minute. I'm streaming to my YouTube channel, which is The Angel Rock with Laura Lee Potvin. We are also streaming on UFO Paranormal and United Public Radio Network on Facebook and YouTube, Canada's Most Haunted, and my Instagram, which is The Angel Rock. Now, I want to remind you on Instagram a few things. First of all, your comments don't show up in the conglomeration of comments that we get when we're producing the show. So I'll try to go back and forth and check out things. But I couldn't figure out why things stopped, it seemed. And I couldn't figure it out. And then we got a notice from StreamYard. Apparently, they stop our lives after an hour. So you may very well want to come join us over on the Facebook platforms or the YouTube platforms I've mentioned, because I hope they don't do it. They were trying to straighten it out, but that's what's been happening, apparently. Also, we stream 7 days a week here with multiple shows on UPRN. We have a new show that just came on before us. It was their inauguration night before us. I apologize. I didn't write the name down and I should have, but I've met them. They're great hosts. They're super knowledgeable and you guys are going to love it. Great, great hosts. I was on a panel with one of our hosts, Jenny, on her show on Sunday night, just before the eclipse, and they were there, really nice people. And like I said, they've got tons of knowledge when it comes to paranormal, UFOs, Bigfoot, you name it. So you'll love their show. But when we're not streaming daily, the archive server kicks in because this network has been around for 25 plus years. So there's always something live on UPRN. Lastly, I don't want to forget this. I keep feeling like I'm forgetting something. Let me check my little list here. I think I put everything in here. No, I did forget one thing. We have a TV channel, which is on Roku. So if you want to watch us on your TV, where you have to go is to the channel store, type in UFO space P as in paranormal. There's a drop-down list and we're about the third or fourth one down. You're looking for UFO Paranormal and United Public Radio, and that's us. Many of the shows stream over there, and check it out. And we're always getting new shows on the network. So check it out. We've got great hosts over here, great content. There's something for everybody. Lastly, I don't want to forget, come hang out with us here in Thunder Bay in Northwestern Ontario, Canada. It's where I live. October 4th to the 6th, 2024 for the Lake Superior Paranormal Convention. Tickets are available now. And over half of the VIP Plus Supernatural and VIP passes are already sold because the tickets are limited. So y'all, you want to get those because what's in store for you there's going to be some talks, there's workshops, there's going to be a paranormal investigation, and there's going to be vendors. Guest speakers are going to include Shane Pittman, Jeff Belanger, our own Carrie Lynn Shellhorn, who I see is in the chat there. She's also on UPRN, and she's a host of an incredible show of her own on Fridays here from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Spirit Switchboard. And she's going to be giving messages from Spirit on Sunday for a special Spirits and Sweet event. So please check that out on Sundays. You won't be sorry. The Travel Channel's Beyond the Haunting, Chris Rutkowski, and he talks about UFOs and Bigfoot and all kinds of cool things like that. We've got Dee McCauley from Dark History, the Winnipeg Paranormal Group, and so many more, including myself. I'm going to be giving a talk as well, and I am going to have a table there. So I did talk to Mel and Gail Willis. They are the married couple who is putting this together and has done a lot of hard work to make this really, really special. I'm hoping they might be able to figure out how to stream it online. So if you can't make it here, maybe you can buy an online ticket. Once I know if it's available, I will definitely update you guys. So if you want to buy a ticket, check it out at Lake Superior Paracon. Sorry, Dave, over to you finally.
That is okay. Hello, everybody. My name is David Hansel. I'm a spiritual medium. I'm also channel, so on and so forth. And a lot of stuff that Laura Lee talked about, including I had near-death experience in 2015. But I am tonight, when she had said, I normally stream this. It's on my YouTube channel, The Spirit Experience, but this is also on my page, and my page is called They Whisper to Me. It's the same name as my website, They Whisper to Me. So that is it. And you know what, Laura Lee, just now I remembered. Saturday, I did a live, like a little event class type thing with a friend of mine, India Lee.
Yep.
And then during that, there's probably like 9 or 10 people on at this time. They caught an anomaly in my bedroom on the camera. And it was if anybody don't mind, sometimes when I do group stuff, and Carrie Lynn can attest to this and other mediums, sometimes when you're like giving these talks, it's just kind of like, sometimes you just kind of get a little taken over. And so I was in the middle of just kind of doing that channeling type thing. And that's where they saw the anomaly, but they haven't got it to me yet. They're trying to find where it went through. Guess where it came out of?
It came from the closet, right?
From the Harry Potter closet.
I knew it because I talked to you about it after the show last week. Yeah. And I what else should I say? I just
it's not scary at all.
Have some roommates. I told you that from the first time you sent me.
Well, they can hang out there. No, I was going to hang like a little drape across it instead of like a door, but now I don't think I'm going to, because I don't want to see the drapes moving. It'll happen. And you know, like I always tell people, I'm not afraid of ghosts, but little things like that sometimes just kind of freak me out at moments, even though I know
you live alone. Bad. Okay. And I'm sorry, I don't care. You could be Hercules living alone and you're in a quiet place. You have some space to yourself and you have forest around you. Anybody would get, I don't care if you're a medium, I don't care if you're a psychic, I don't care what you are, a paranormal investigator, it will spook people out. So
yeah,
I just seen movement in my closet. And as Kasun always says, it's Bigfoot in my closet, isn't it? It's my bratty little cat. You get out. Oh. She's over.
Yeah, my cats. I've got, whenever I hear noises in my house, this goes back to why we, you know, had called the show, the thing at the foot of the bed. It's kind of like those little things when you're in bed, those little sounds you hear and those little eyes you think you see. That still happens to me and Laura Lee and I, even at our age. But it's fun. I have four cats. So when I hear stuff, I always have to debunk it first. And that drives me crazy because I'm like, I go all the way up the steps and I check to see where each cat is. And I go all the way down the steps. I am up and down steps so much.
Kitty crack, as I call it. Temptation. Yeah. Tracy, and you knew what it was when I said it. I don't know what they put in there, but cats hear that, like the commercial, and they come running. I got to share something spooky too that happened.
Okay, so
I was in the bedroom here, and my youngest son was in here. He was hanging out playing his video game. We were chit-chatting, and Emmy, my dog, comes and sits here in this creepy curtain thing behind me. I just haven't taken it down as a background, right? She has never done this. She's sitting looking at it, and she's looking. And every time I'd pull the camera out just to watch her and see what she's doing, she'd turn her head to look at me. And so I'd say, okay, I guess I'm not. She's done. And then she'd go back to it. There was no bug. There was nothing up there. And she kept staring where the dress, it's almost like a mermaid, like fisheye kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And she was just fixated, like she was watching something on the ceiling. I have no idea what it was. Like, Justin and I were kind of freaked out. We're going like, what is it, girl? What is it? I almost wanted to say, did Timmy fall in the well? And for people that are young, probably won't remember that, but that's from Lassie or one of those old Yeller, one of those old movies, right? Because that's how she was focusing. She's just like.
Oh, and I had, I got some more spooky. We got a lot of I've got a lot of weird things happening, so I thought, well, that's good to talk about.
So, and then we'll say you guys hi know, share that.
Then yeah, we'll say hi to everybody. So, two things: a work friend of mine that I worked with for 8 years, she had passed away a couple of weeks ago on a Friday. She had
You did tell me, I remember now.
Yeah, she had a something happened in her brain and she kind of just went. But anyway, it's been a couple of weeks and everything. And a couple of days ago, I got a quick visitation, I was just waking up in the middle of the night for something. And I heard she had a really strong New York accent. And I was just right before I opened my eyes. She said, "Hello, darling." And I was like, "Oh, Donna, I hope you're okay." I said, "I miss you." And that was it. And that's
pretty cool.
And she looked wonderful. I got a quick flash of her, but she had all her hair back. She had cut her hair off, but she had long hair for 7 of the years I knew her. And then she cut it off real short. I don't know why. I think something happened, but she had all the hair was back the way I saw her. You know, I don't know. People always ask me, is that what they really look like? It's like, well, that's the perception she gave to me. That's the perception my mind
made. I always find, though, okay, so when people come through and if they show themselves, at least for myself, they may show themselves at the age when they passed so that if I'm doing a reading for someone, they'll know who they are. But a lot of times I have found, and I've talked to many mediums, that it seems that when someone appears during a reading, they will present themselves when they felt that they looked their best in life, like at that age, wherever they're wearing an outfit that they loved, that they knew looked amazing. For example, I was talking to a friend of my partner, Dell's, and her mom had passed, and I'd never seen her mom before. And I could see her mom. And I started describing her, and she goes, yeah. And apparently she had like my coloring when I had darker hair. And she sent me a picture and I said, yeah, that's her. But I said, was her hair longer? Because I said, she's showing me that her hair's about this much longer. Because I guess it was that shoulder length. She goes, yeah, that she would. And I was describing the outfit and stuff. So I don't know. Do you find that? Because sometimes I find validate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they change it up for me. Sometimes I show them, they'll show me them when they're really young. Sometimes they'll show me them what they look like before they died. I think they just kind of, when they want me to describe them, I think they show me something that I know that will make sense to them.
Exactly. So like a grandma might come through at the age when she passed, so that when you describe them to the person you're doing the reading, they go, oh, yeah, yeah, that's Grandma Sue or something.
I don't know how this works for Miss Carolyn Shellhorn, who's in our chat today, is a wonderful, wonderful medium. Please check her out. I don't know if this happens to you too, Carolyn, but I've had a couple times. One, it was kind of freaky because one, the lady said she wanted, she specifically said to me when she sat down, I want to talk to my grandmother. And I was like, okay. Well, so the person comes in and it came in without a description of themselves. And I'm saying they didn't come in. I didn't hear dad, mom, or anything like that. Just kind of came in. So I told her, I said, there's this really beautiful young woman here and I'm going through all this stuff. And the lady's like, I don't know who that is. And I said, okay. So I finally went back to the spirit and I'm like, sorry, this is a no-go for me. I don't know what to do. And she went, grandma. So I came back and I said, she said, it's your grandmother. And thank God she gave me her name afterwards because I don't always hear her name, but I heard her name. Yeah. Some days I do, some days I don't. I don't know why. I don't know what's behind it. Sometimes it's like an address, you know, and I'm like, what? Where did that come from? But some days it's nothing. But anyway, she said, grandma, she said her name. And then she described this other stuff and the way she died. I was like, that kind of freaked me out because she came to me young. I had another grandmother come to me too that was very young and said she was grandmother. And I did not believe it until I telling the girl. And she said, oh, because my grandmother died when she was like 28 years old.
Oh.
It would have been her grandmother. So,
okay.
Or something like, it was, I don't know if it's 28, but something like that.
Every reading's unique. Let's say hi to everybody. So we got Z Sun Dragon or Kevin. He got off early from work, he says. So he's here. We've got Mary Erickson, Carrie Lynn Shellhorn, Nicole Thomas Ryan. We've got Michelle or Mish over in Australia. So it's already Friday over there. Lucky you. Jackie Lane, Cindy Simpson. Let's see, Liam Morgan. And we haven't seen you in a while, Liam. Glad to see you back. And Howie Odell, don't forget to check out Howie's Riff Nation Network. He also has the Orion Effect. He's got a great show over there. We've been on there before, so check it out. Let me see if I'm, hopefully I'm not missing anybody. Let me go through here and see. I know I saw Contessa here. We got Kelly. She gave us a laughy face, and she said, I wouldn't sleep when we were talking about it being spooky living alone. Yeah, Contessa Martin's here. And Diane Brighton. Hi, Diane. Hopefully, if I missed you, let me know. Hopefully, I didn't, guys. We got GRAR. Wiz is here. Welcome. So Liam says, I normally work at this time. I had another heart stint put in this week, so I took the rest of it off. Well, you know what? We're glad to have you here, and I send you a lot of healing energy, and I hope that the healing is going well and you're back on your feet and back to normal as ASAP.
Yeah. That doesn't Liam, don't you do investigations too?
I'm not sure. For some reason,
I can't remember.
I think Liam, if I'm not mistaken, he's either Bigfoot or UFO. You can let us know. But so Nicole, I saw that baby. So Nicole Thomas Ryan says, I am watching with my new blind cat that Julie Jean Bassett usually shows up here. I think she's got a class right tonight. Not your muggle job. We meant the paranormal, but thank you. I'll get to that in a second. No, I know that Nicole fosters kitties and she has this beautiful baby that is blind and Julie was able to help her. So Julie Jean Bassett is a animal communicator. She's amazing. I've taken a course with her as well as she's helped me with two of my animals. And she's an incredible shamanic practitioner, you guys. So check her out. So I was glad she was able to help you, Nicole. So Liam, he gave us his muggle job. He says, fraud investigations at the lottery. He says, that's the only investigations I do. No, I meant, but I don't know. I thought that you had a lot of knowledge about ufology and Bigfoot. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, there was something about you. But anyway, I was going to make a joke about you having a heart stent, but yet you were looking in the paranormal stuff, like scary.
That's not funny, a heart stent. My goodness.
No.
It's good that you're taking the time off to get well and that you came through it well and that you're able to join us tonight. That's awesome. So I told you before we started that, did Nicole say, or Michelle say something? Because I'm seeing Kevin. Did I miss something here? Oh, she said, woohoo, it's Friday. Off to work soon. Oh, Michelle said she really wants to hear from her parents one day. And Kelly.
You know, Michelle, I'm going to tell you real quickly. I know it's you want to hear through a medium, but in the meantime, the easiest way I found that I've told so many people to do, and it usually works for them all the time, grab a picture of your parents, sit in a chair, take some deep breaths, and look at that picture and just let all the memories flood in. Everything that's positive, just fun memories and laughing, and then give it some time. Eventually, you're going to feel that connection. You'll feel it real strong because they're there whenever you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go to a medium later on if you want some kind of validation. But anybody who's listening, you don't need a medium. I mean, you really don't. You can do this yourself. I get why you want a medium, because you want more proof. It's hard to prove it to yourself. And we love that because we love doing it for you. But know that you always have that connection. They're always there.
So I'm going to go back a bit, but Kevin says, sorry about your friend, Dave. And then Liam Morgan says he loves us both. And we love you. We love all of you here. We're so grateful for you. We wouldn't have a show without you. But I have to ask about this one. Maybe I'm misunderstanding something. So Kelly says, I did the Hue Vibes Reset. Is it the High Vibes Reset, maybe? Just finished the last video today. It was very helpful. Thanks for sharing that on Facebook. Maybe I shared it. Did you share it? I thought maybe you'd, I don't know, because I'm trying to think what one I shared. I shared
It sounds like something I would share, but
You have to be more specific, Kelly, because I'm trying to think what one that is, because I did share some stuff in the group. Liam says his late dad visits him quite often. And our loved ones do. Our loved ones do. Like David gave really awesome advice about how to, and we all have intuitive abilities. All of us do. So you know what he just told you, that was the best advice I think could ever be given, how to connect with a loved one. Make sure you're grounded too before you
do. Yeah, be grounded. But yeah, you don't have to worry about it. If you have positive vibes in your heart, don't worry. They ain't nothing going to get at you. You don't have to say anything.
What's it about? Okay, you know what it is? Thanks, Kelly, because I did share stuff. You know, we forgot to tell them about our group. So after I met Answers, tell them we can. It might have been about chakras. What I do, so y'all know, and Dave's going to tell you about our group in just a sec. So I have two groups, and David has his own group, and then we have a group together for this show. But if I find I'm the queen of free, and I'm sorry, but I am. I think I'm not cheap.
Yeah.
Not easy either. But my whole point is that I think we all work hard for our money. And you know what? There is a lot of free resources out there. And I'm signed up to lots of different newsletters and stuff. So when a free opportunity comes up, I share it. And I'll put it usually in block letters. Free learning opportunity. And usually if it's a masterclass, yes, they're going to try and sell you something at the end of it. But the ones I try and share, you're going to learn something in that hour you're going to share with them or whatever it is. So take advantage of the free, everybody. I am telling you, there is a lot of free out there, especially when you're starting.
There really is. Like, so if you're wanting to learn how to be a medium and stuff, I mean, there's nothing like studying someplace or even studying for yourself. But don't feel you have to go out and take some $10,000 class to learn how to be a medium, because that's just crazy silly. If you're a medium, you're a medium. I mean, some people get lucky and they get really honed in, but I agree with Laura Lee is what I'm trying to get at. There's a million videos out there, and all you got to do is just use a little discretion, a little discernment when you're watching them. Whenever you're watching, if it feels uncomfortable for you, then it's not for you. Turn it off. But if you're watching something on a subject you like and you're really glued to it, there you go. You just got your answer. You're watching the right video.
There's That's a really awesome. Great podcast I have found, and it's called the Next Level Soul Podcast. And it's hosted.
Oh, yeah. I watch him. Yeah.
He's excellent. Anything you would want to know about spirituality or even some of the paranormal, I really get into. I haven't listened for a while, the channelers, because it is fascinating what they come through and how differently they work. And a lot of them tend to, especially say he's had a few on in a month or so, really tend to almost repeat what the other person has said, not word for word, but the concept or the idea of it. Or even stuff I've received from spirit, or say around that time, and then I'm getting goosebumps as I'm saying it. Then you get my sign for truth, I always say. And then I'll hear a channeler say it, and it's like, holy cow. And that, you know, you call that evidential proof, right? Like, you're picking up something, and then you hear somebody else that's connected to spirit that you don't know. So the things I share, they're not always going to be perfect, but the people that I've signed up with, or there's a free opportunity, I do try to stick with things that aren't going to waste your time. And I know there are people that I have shared stuff with, because I do mentoring and teaching, and I will do one-on-one, but it's expensive. So if it's somebody newly starting out, I have sent people a lot of free resources and say, start with the free first.
Yeah, no, start, right? With the free first. Yeah, exactly. There's no, and you know what? I'll tell you, I'm going to give a plug this, but if you know anything about Edgar Cayce, if you read some Edgar Cayce books, you might not believe with his religious philosophies, because I don't. I mean, a lot of that stuff, but he's got a lot of good videos you can watch for free. You can go through the libraries that talk about animal communication, because he was a big animal communicator. He knew all about that and the angels that were in charge and charged with them. He knows all about the Akashic Records. He knows all about, you know, so he's got some great, you can go and look up Edgar Cayce and go to the website, and all those books and all that material is free. It's absolutely free.
The other thing I always advise people to do, and David and I both have a business that we work with spiritual and we do teaching and stuff. But to me, I think the best favor you can do for yourself is to work with a variety of different mentors. Yeah. You're going to learn more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a strong believer. It's like, don't just work with one medium, work with 10 or else, and observe. And because every medium's different. I worked with, I took a very short class. This is back before we were in that group that shall not be named.
And, I call it Voldemort, the Voldemort group.
It was Slytherin, trust me. It was total Slytherin. And
totally.
Totally, man. It was like Slytherin, man.
They wouldn't even have got into Slytherin. They wouldn't have got into Hogwarts.
Yeah. But I had taken this class with this woman, and it was, I look back at my notes from it, and you know what I got out of the class? That my notes were really good. And I wrote, like, my responses are really good, but the class was awful. But then I had to think about it, though, later on. I was like, but you know what? The class was awful, but it brought out those responses in me. So even though the class was awful, it was obviously necessary.
Well, you know, I was just thinking some good things came out of the Voldemort group. We met each other. I still have some really good friends from that group. And there were good things that came out of it. But you know what? Work with a bunch of different people, and it's the best thing you can do, because everybody teaches differently and has different areas that become almost like their expertise, if you will. And you will get a whole different, well-rounded, especially when it's coming to you honing into your own gifts. Like Carrie Lynn Shellhorn says, it's a muscle. You use it or lose it. It's a lifelong learning journey.
That last part is absolutely so, well, all of it's true, Carrie Lynn, but that last part is very true. And I wish more people who are going into mediumship or anything spiritual realizes that it is something that you don't just get it and you're a master of it. I mean, it's like, we're never going to be the master of it. It's like, not that, I mean, we could all come close and be master of what we need, but there's always learning. It's always learning and ever changing. And I love
that.
No,
but you know what? Like, even look at ourselves, like from 5 years ago, for example, I can tell you, I don't believe or think the same things that I did 5 years ago. And I agree. It is a lifelong journey. And the other thing is, you grow and you evolve, and spirit will meet you where you're at. So you may not be ready for something, say, or I'll take myself, that 5-10 years ago, that where I am now, and I'm going to be in a different place 5-10 years from now too. Oh, Nicole said, check at 1:10, saw something
over 1:10.
What's that?
Check out 110. Saw something over David's left shoulder.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. What time is it right now? 7:44. So we're probably about a half hour in. So I'll have to check around the half hour mark. I'm just going to go back because a few people said, like Mary Erickson said, I love Edgar Casey. Yeah. I've been to his place in Virginia. Let's see. Contessa said, and Liam said, I'm cheap and easy. I said, I'm cheap. I'm not cheap and I'm not easy. Contessa says, I find that when I feel something or even see something happen out of the norm, I always say that there is a logical reason for why it happened. But I think that that's where it's important to take a look at what caused it or what you think caused it and debunk it, because it's very important to do that, because we've all run into people who the first little knock they hear, it's a demon, it's a demon. Like, instead of looking logically at what could be causing the noise or what could be causing a variety of things. And Kevin said, a lot of us on here already connect with spirit or our mediums or mediumistic, I guess, tendencies at the very least. Are you going to say something too?
Yeah, Diane Brighton's comment that, you see it? I found spiritualist churches. She said, Diane Brighton says, I found spiritualist churches helped us practices available through mediumship, free classes, etc. That is what I really dig about, like, England, that they have spiritualist churches all over. And you just go, you can sit in medium circles all the time. And that's I think mediumship, if you can find a mediumship circle, I think that's a really great thing to do. To sit within those, and you learn stuff for nothing. It seems like in the States, if you teach anybody anything, it's like, well, that'll be $5,000, please. You know, like, wow.
Yeah, but there's people on Facebook, and mainly Facebook, because that's a place where you get groups, yeah. But not always. But there are people that have groups that are free that if you
resonate, oh, yeah, there are, yeah.
And you're going to have people at different levels that can teach you.
There's nothing like, if you ever been to like a mediumship circle or went to a medium circle, like in person, when you are sitting with people in this energy, it's absolutely amazing. But we don't have that down here. I would, one day when I'm a real old man, I'm going to bring that back.
You know where my people are. My people, most of them are online. Like, my close friends are all online. It's not that I'm being a snob about where I live or anything like that. It's just, when I got divorced, all my friends kind of went their own way. There was no fights. There was no arguments. There was nothing. I'd had them since childhood, most of them. And I ended up starting podcasting years ago and just realized I got the whole world at my fingers. So I met my peeps online.
Mm-hmm. When I listen to this, I moved. This is not a woe is me story. I'm going to tell you how things can happen and change. All the brand new people in my life that I met when I moved to North Carolina in 2009 to 2014 were, you know, I was a big partier and I was doing stand up and I was doing all kinds of that crap and teaching acting classes and courses and doing all that. Once I got sick and that happened, all those people went away. I don't speak to a one of them. Every last one of them went the other way.
That's how you find out who your real friends are, when you go through
something. Oh, I know that.
Difficult.
Some of them have tried to come back a little bit, and then they find out what I do, because that's part of my, I kept my life very quiet back then. I only let that part of me. But it's really weird how people do that. So, but you guys, I'm just telling you, for this reason, if they were worth having those friendships and everything, and yeah, they went away and all that, but there's reasons behind it. I needed those people because I learned a lot from those friendships. I learned.
Is that where we met, Michelle? I was trying to thinking about this, and it was a couple months going, how did I meet Michelle? And yes, we met. We met in paranormal. That's why she said I found Laura Lee in a delicious soup. I think she's talking about paranormal soup with Jason Bland. I think that's where we met. And Diane Brighton says Canada has spiritualist churches. We Zoom online spiritual churches since 2020. See, and I live in Canada. I didn't even know that. So I'm glad you shared that. Oh, no, you met on Dell's. No, I don't think it was there. No, I think I met you before that. I'm positive I did. Yeah, I'm positive. The Delicious Recipe, that was my partner's show on here. She says on Dahl's show. I don't think so, Mish. I think I met you before that. I'm positive I did. Positive. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyways, I have a video queued up.
Yay.
Play it?
Yeah, let's play some
stomach
scary.
I'm growling, you guys. I haven't eaten today. I'm not, but I don't feel hungry, but apparently my stomach has decided that it's hungry. So it's not a Bigfoot. It's not a ghost. Sorry, Dave?
I said, let's get spooky. Show that up.
Let's get spooky. Yes. Yeah, so if you hear grumbling and growling, it's not anything but my stomach. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to give credit where credit is due. And I was telling you before the show started, Carrie Lynn Shellhorn shared this with me about an hour and a half before we went live. And it's just kind of three creepy things caught on camera. Just see what y'all think of it. Hang on. Oops, no, I don't want to change my name. Thank you. I want to bring this every time. Add to the stage. I was thinking about this. You know what? If we really wanted to make this full screen, you know, because I know Jonathan Keyworth, who's JK47 Paranormal, he was telling me, just hit control and arrow up. And I'm doing that and it's not working. He goes, you have to use your mouse. I don't use a mouse. I think if I upload it in here, just as our show banner plays full, that's how we could make it full screen if we want to. But we're going to try the way I do it now and see how it works. Okay, so these are fast. So I thought this was creepy. So thank you for sending this, Carrie Lynn. Oh, where is your mic? Need to see that. Okay, we're good to go. Okay. This one I'm not so sure about. Again. Stop putting your face on your cat. This is creepy. Stop. He almost looks like he's wearing a mask, eh? It might be hard to see, but since I looked on the computer. That's a screen for me.
I don't know why that one's scary, but
the
second one is I've seen that syndrome before, where the people are born just they're just like a trunk with hands, and they have just a little part of the body on.
Yeah, I've seen it too. Yeah,
that one in the first one, but the third one, that is what's creepy. I don't know what it is, if it was real or not.
I thought the first one was kind of creepy because it looks like a woman, and then she looks like she kind of morphs and then becomes a woman again.
Oh, it just looked like a woman running around on all fours.
No, yeah, thank you. This is Stevie, and she looks like a kitten, but she's not. She's all of about 2 pounds, and she's 6 years old, and she is such a brat. She wants my crystal right now. That we go through this all the time. No, you cannot have my crystal. Stop. That's why she's here. She wants it. There. Now it's gone. You can't get it. There you go. So she's a little brat, and she's a little peanut, and she's very badly behaved, aren't you? And she's mom's girl. Liam said that. Liam said it gave him goosebumps. And Carrie Lynn said the third one was, and she's got question marks. I agree. And then, yep, Kevin says... LOL, all fours, women acting creepy, LOL. No, she, if you want, I'll play it again, but she almost, like, she looks like a woman getting, you know, going on all fours. And then as she moves, I forgot to tell you. I'll tell you in just a sec. I'll just finish my thought here. And then she almost looks like she kind of morphs, like gets longer. I can send it to you if you want, Dave. I'm going to post it in our group.
We'll post it in the group. Oh, by the way, you guys, you'll post that in the group. On Facebook, we have a Thing at the Foot of the Bed group. It's the Thing at the Foot of the Bed with Laura Lee Potvin and David Hansel. please join that group. We post, Laura Lee will post all the stuff she puts on the show, and you guys can post your scary stories, videos, or anything that you want us to talk about on the show in that group. And Liam, Morgan, I don't know why it just freaking hit me who you were. And I'm not used to seeing your name, Liam Morgan. I'm used to seeing the other name on there.
What's the other name?
No, in the Facebook group, or like when I've done readings with Liam.
Oh, okay. So the thing is, we are at 100 people. Somebody added another choice to the name. I've decided by next week, if you don't get your vote in, the majority rules. So it's pinned to the top. You can add your own name suggestion. Most people seem to want the footies. We have the Kevin Baconators. We've got the Boo Collective. Somebody added something, Foot Patrol, or there's a whole bunch of different different names in there. So, and what if you're just hearing it, you're wondering what we're talking about. You know what, like my groups, the Angel Rocker Tribe, I call them my angels. Paranormal group, Paranormal University, I call them my parapeeps. So I said, what do y'all want to be called? So you guys get majority or rule, whatever you want to be called. So when we get to 200, David and I have decided that we are going to start doing free one question readings randomly through it and go live in there. So we need another 100 people. We got to 100 pretty quick, you guys. So come join us over in the group. And you ask what her name is. Her name, my son named her. Her name is Stevie. And Stevie was named... My son, eldest son, does drag. Her name on Instagram, if you want to check it out, is Shayla V. So it's S-H-A-E-L-A and then V-I-E. He does it part-time. And he was very much into RuPaul's Drag Race. And apparently they had a Divas show. And one of them picked, I guess, got Stevie Nicks. So he wanted to call her Stevie. So her name is Stevie, but believe it or not, she prefers, and my son told me this, my son does communicate with animals and she does listen better, Stephen Nicole. Don't ask me why, but that's what she wants to be called. So that's her name.
The tone sounds better if you say, Stevie, stop doing that. It doesn't sound as bad as if you said, Stephen Nicole.
She's looking right now because you just said her name. And my eldest son told me that. I still call her Stevie. Yes, I do. She has the most beautiful green eyes. She's very happy sitting here with her mother, and her eyes are literally like little emeralds right now. She's sitting quite happy with her paws crossed. I don't know if you can see it, but she's all settled in here because mom took the crystal away. She loves my crystal and will try and sneak in to chew on it. So we have a question here. Contessa asked, hang on, I gotta go up a little higher here. And thank you. He says, she's so pretty, the kitty, not the woman, Kevin says, and he's laughing his butt off at Foot Patrol. Hang on, there was a question from Contessa. Sorry, give me a second here. Hi, Kim Laffelholtz. She says, is the Facebook group where we should be?
Wherever you're watching is fine.
Yeah, you can be wherever you want. David, switch it up a little bit. From his group, because you guys all know in his group, right? And this way more people can join us, right, Dave? More of your people will see it. Okay, so Contessa's asking, I have a question. Would spiritual communication not be easier using our computer keyboard for contacting spirits as it has the alphabet and it's electronic?
Well, that would be automatic writing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
If that's automatic writing. No, it wouldn't. For me, it's when I do mediumship, I'm not thinking something and then saying it. Once the connection starts, it just flows through you. So I don't even know how I could type.
Yeah, but it might work for her. Like try it.
I mean, but I'm not saying it wouldn't work for you. But would it be easier? No. It actually, no.
Yeah, but maybe it would be easier for her. Like for you or I, maybe not. But for her, it might be.
I mean, yeah, maybe you're an anomaly and that might work for contacting spirits. But I don't know what you're saying. If you're saying about for mediumship readings, like to give mediumship readings, I can see how someone could envelop that. If you're talking about, should I use my keyboard to just contact spirits will.
I know why she's saying it. I know why she's saying it. She's saying it because spirits sometimes can get very tired, but that would be, I think, would be somebody that would be earthbound. And then they do need an energy source, like when you watch Paranormal Investigations, you know, they may, the batteries will drain, or you'll hear an investigator say, feel free to use our equipment that we've got around to give you more energy. I've heard spirits come through and say, so tired, getting weak, what have you, right?
Because I'm not quite sure what you're asking in the question.
Okay, well, let me finish though. Yeah. So the thing is, right, when we're connecting with most people, and say loved ones, people that are back home, if you will, they're not in the same spiritual space in the way of somebody that's earthbound still. So they're limitless. So they wouldn't need the energy of a keyboard. But you could communicate with spirit with a keyboard, but it's exactly what David said. It would be more like automatic writing. You would open yourself up and basically you would be like, I don't know, like taking doctor's notes, and you know how they used to dictation, and you just type whatever's being said. So it could work. It wouldn't be how we would work, but maybe it would work for you. Sorry, Dave, go ahead. I know you had stuff you wanted to add.
Well, it was because it said, this is what I was confused about. So I don't want to ever tell anybody how to do a reading. So don't mistake me. I mean, you can do however you want. I mean, if all I know, somebody might be like the best foot mediumship person there was, like they can answer yes or no on their toes or something. But would spiritual communication not be easier using our computer keyboard for contacting spirits? I don't know if you mean for us or for them, because how I see it is technology doesn't count, because spirit could care less about technology, but they use technology because they're just like us, they're energy. I think a lot of people think that spirit is so much different than who we are, and it's not.
Yeah, but she's answered it, Dave. She said, I don't use it, but I'm just asking. Like, and I was thinking along that line too. She said, I'm just asking, instead of using a board, the spirit would use a keyboard, using it like a Ouija board. And Jonathan Keyworth said, I can do that. He said, with my toe. I think they're talking about the titles of the group. So, well, I see what you're saying. I guess if that would be how you would choose.
If you can get a spirit to type for you, that's great. I mean, I would love to see that too.
No, but a Ouija board spirit doesn't, spirit doesn't move the planchette, right? It's coming through its energy. It's
coming through us, yeah. Mm-hmm. See, you just said something that I believe as well. That's my thing too. And a lot of people don't believe me. When you said the energy comes through us, they don't move the planchette. The energy comes through us to get us to move the planchette. A lot of people think that the spirit's putting their hand on the planchette and moving it around. But a lot of people, they see movies, so they see, oh, the planchette's moving all over and by itself and all that. Like, so I'm the same way. I've seen the planchette move without the people.
I was just gonna say, I have seen a planchette move on a Ouija board. On a Ouija board. I swear to you, on my children's heads, not on fire, but scorched. And it was left on a table. This house had some crazy activity. So anything's possible. Like Kevin's asking automatic typing. Like, I don't think, I see her thought process here. And I see why you were asking. I think it was a good question. And I'm not going to say no, because it might not be how I do it. And I know you don't use it, but I could see where your thought process is coming from. Yeah. And I will also tell you, I have seen spirit use call people, text people through a phone. So they could communicate through a computer as far as I'm concerned.
As a medium, like just doing my work or that, my personal preference is just naturally just like this. But I do understand what you were meaning if you were going.
Like, I don't think she's asking us. I think she was asking Jen.
No, it's a really good question, though. It's a super good question. Mm-hmm. Because when I think about it this way, too, because look at how many people go on investigations and they you know, instead of just rolling cat balls and having them blank, it'd be great if you had a device where they could actually type something out. But that's, and you know what? Science, technology, and spiritualism, why can't they all survive together? Whatever. You know, so I think that would be cool.
Jonathan says, I've seen that too, Laura Lee, some of the things I've mentioned. Like, I have a friend, Katrina Cooper. So I know Howie or Ed knows her, and there's a few other people that may know her on here. And I have seen, like, they have gotten messages typed, like they filmed it while it was coming through. They had no idea what it was from. I have seen people receive phone calls. I have seen telephones ring that aren't plugged into a wall, like old fashioned telephones. Yep. I've seen all kinds of things. So I definitely think that it could be possible. And I think it's a really good question. Then I can't say no. It's not how I do it. It's not how you do it, but
you know what? I remember, this is a while back, Laura Lee. This is a couple of years back. Mm-hmm. I was in one of my houses. It was right after I moved. It was the last house I was just in the beginning. It was way in the beginning, I think. And I was sitting in the family room and just doing, you know how we do. I was just sitting there. I was having my imaginary conversation with myself, with guys, listening back, just going back and forth. And I just sat there for a moment. And I said, did you hear me? And all of a sudden, my light went blink, blink, and that's not, and that was enough. You guys, I mean, I'm so stupid because it literally freaked me out for a minute. I went, oh, my God, I was waiting for you to just answer my freaking head. I don't understand. To hear a voice in my head doesn't bother me. To have them, like, do a light, that catches me off guard every time. Catches me off guard. But I'll never, it was funny. It scared me, but not like in a.
Well, for sure, you're not expecting it, right? Yeah, you're having a conversation.
But I'll never forget that. I was sitting there for a long time having this imaginary conversation back and forth. And I don't know what made me go, did you hear me? Because I was waiting for my answer back. And all of a sudden the light blink, blink. You know, my ass got up off that couch and I went and checked that light bulb. I went and checked everything to make sure it was like, all right. Mm-hmm.
So if Liam says, go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
No, I was going to say the light bulb was fine.
Liam Morgan says, sometimes when I'm interacting with my guides and angels, the speed of the fan in the room will start vacillating. Absolutely. You guys showing up here, Jonathan Keyworth, I was just talking about you, maybe 10 minutes ago. All good. And Julie Jean Bassett is here. Hi, Laura Lee, David, and everyone. Julie Jean Bassett, we were talking about you because Nicole Thomas Ryan was telling us that the little kitty that is blind that is sitting on her lap, and it was the kitty that you helped with. So we gave you a shout out too. So Kim Lawfelholtz, I hope I say that right, Lawfelholtz. I wish I could see a paranormal thing. I'm somewhat of a skeptic. Careful what you ask for. Oh, please.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Kim, I'll be totally honest with you. This, for me, is just how the world works. By saying, drop the I wish I could see something paranormal, because you're fully capable of seeing something paranormal, just like everybody else. If you work it into your experience, if you let it into your experience, you will eventually. It's just how it goes. If I've never... The fact that this is in our wheelhouse, like me and Laura Lee, you know, and Jonathan Keyworth and Carrie Lynn and Julie, I mean, this is something we're working with every day. So it's naturally, it's going to work itself into our, you know, visual, I think. We're just going to get it. So I think you can see a paranormal thing whenever you want.
Oh, well, I'm going to add something. And Z Sun Dragon or Kevin says, meow, LOL. Didn't you just hear me say, really? That is Miss Stevie singing the song of her people to add her two cents worth to our conversation, because she's got to be the center of attention. She's a little diva. She's named after, I wouldn't consider Stevie Nicks a diva, but they made her a diva on RuPaul's Drag Race, and that's what she's named for. So there you go. Let's see. I'm going up here. Hang on. So with the paranormal, that's it. Okay. So you can, and I'm really feeling, Kim, that you have seen paranormal things. It's just, you've just said no. Like what Dave just said to you about thinking with the conversation he was having in his head, did you hear me? And then the light starts flashing. 99.9999% of people who don't believe in the paranormal or anything else are going to say, that's a coincidence. And sometimes a flashing light bulb is just a flashing light bulb at the right time. But if you start to pay attention, like David said, and let it into your experience, you can see it. And it doesn't have to be 3 a.m. It's always 3 a.m. somewhere in the world, I say.
Yeah.
And the other thing is,
in the dark.
Yeah, and a lot of activity happens in the daytime. But life is busier. It's light out. We don't pay as close attention to when all is quiet and it's dark and we hear every noise. It sounds like it's been magnified by a speaker. And I'm telling you, there's lots of things that happen. And I mean, go to a museum. Sometimes going to a museum or you got places around that you go on a haunted or a paranormal tour or something, check it out, because it doesn't mean you're going to get activity. I have seen people go to some of the most notoriously active places and nothing happens. So it's just, it is what it is, but I keep feeling, and I would never tell you you've had an experience, but it just feels intuitively like you have, but you've been logical about it. And,
that's understandable. I think a little bit of skepticism is healthy. It keeps you
I do too. Absolutely. Anything,
you know? And like with like numbers and times, I agree with Laura Lee, it's 3 a.m. somewhere. But like we say, like in my experience, how my experiences goes, 3 a.m., if I'm anywhere or awake at 3 a.m., I swear there's going to be something weird happening. It's just, but now I expect it. So maybe
I'm always awake at 3 a.m.
Yeah, and I'm rarely awake at 3 unless someone wakes me up.
I didn't even go to bed, I swear to God, till 5:45 this morning. And I think I was up, I was working on things. And then my kid gets up at anywhere from 7 to 9. He slept in a little bit. And so I was up, but I'm used to going on a couple hours sleep. Sometimes when I say I go to bed early, that's usually around 1 or 2 a.m. So I'm up anyways. And then I can't sleep long. So, but maybe that's why, I don't know. I don't have a lot of stuff that goes on, or I'm aware of it when it does. But it, and like Liam said, don't try to make things happen. Just let it happen. And Julie said, be open. So Kim answered this. She goes, maybe. I asked for cardinals, colors, numbers, etc. I'll get those, but nothing weird. So you have to define weird. And do you really want weird? Because yeah. I'm telling you, it is super creepy to have something weird. And the other thing I always teach my students is, like I'll say, and I asked these questions years ago myself too, but when am I going to see spirit? When am I going to see this? When am I going to hear this? What am I, whatever? And I had a mentor say this to me and I've never forgotten it. And the thing is, are you really prepared to experience what you want, how you define weird? Like if somebody really wants to see spirit, especially if you've got somebody that's earthbound. I know people, I haven't had that experience myself, but I know people that are mediums that say somebody's been in a horrific car crash and or died very suddenly and hasn't realized they've passed yet. And they show up looking like they did when they passed in the accident. Or if you're sitting in your room and all of a sudden you've seen a spiritual form in front of you show up and you're all alone, are you really going to be able to handle that? So you got to realize too, there may be that maybe you're just, you know, your guides know that maybe, because spirit, I think, always meets you where you're at. The paranormal, maybe not necessarily, but when you're open to it and you're saying nothing weird has happened, maybe you've got, your guides are kind of protecting you. Because you got to think about that. If that really did happen in front of you, you really heard a voice outside your ear, or you really seen a physical form in front of you all of a sudden, how would you really react? Even though we think we might be open to it, these are things we have to ask ourselves.
Yeah, and you got to remember this too. I mean, this isn't the exact percentage, but I'll tell you, 90% probably at least of all the crap you watch on TV, all the YouTube videos, all this and that are not typical of the experience. That there is, I'll tell you, there's a good 10% of people who have been through and saw some strange stuff.
Hello.
But there's another, there's a lot, but there's 90% of the people who just repost those stuff for views, or they're just, that's the way that they get people to watch them or talk to them because I have something spooky. You know, who knows? I'm not saying everybody's like that, but you know what? I agree with Laura Lee. You got to think about what you're really asking for, because I'll tell you, I saw a couple things in my life that sometimes when I look back, I'm like, did I really need to experience that? Because that wasn't very good. But I mean, I'm sure it was. But for the most part, you know, that's what I tell people. I don't get a lot of scary at all. I don't get a lot of scary stuff at all. I mean,
I do. I never wanted it ever. I can honestly tell you this. Years ago when I started this, okay, I'd already, before I met my current partner, I've been with for 15 going on 16 years around that time. And we were just friends before we even got together. And all of a sudden I realized that he knew a lot of the stuff that I was sort of learning. I'd already taken my certified angel card reading course and all this other stuff, right? Like really positive, high vibe type stuff. And I remember saying to him, like it was yesterday, the only reason I'm doing angel cards is because they're nothing but love and light and positivity. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, Laura, if you're going to be doing this kind of work, you need to know the dark as well as the light so that you know the difference. And you know what? He was right. I didn't want any of this dark stuff. I still don't like to see the dark stuff. I can handle it much better now, but I probably built it into my experience in this lifetime. I got to say I must have, because it finds me. And I mean, if you want something to touch you, or like I highlighted, you said maybe something spooky or see or hear things. Nicole Thomas Ryan had mentioned you could always go to a military field or a fort, or go to a museum. Go to a museum, or if you've got a place around your city, most people do, that has, you know, has a fair amount of activity, you know, check it out with, I bring someone with you, but I am telling you to have something grab you or scratch you or pinch you or whatever. It is not a fun experience. Believe me, it's not fun. And the same thing to see something, because a lot of times they do show themselves, but our eyes can't see it. So if you're at a place that's notoriously haunted, see how you feel. Maybe you hear something. There's other ways to communicate with spirit too. And we've done it. Kim, I don't know if you were here, but one night on the Angel Rock, Jonathan came on at the last minute. A lot of people had really lost a lot of people that particular day, Jonathan Keyworth. And we did messages from spirit with the ghost box. And I've done it with Carrie Lynn on her show. And a lot of people that I was shocked, but then I realized unless people watch paranormal shows and stuff, they don't realize that there's real life communication, that you can communicate with spirit. David and I have done stuff on here with it too, with Jonathan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you can completely. You know what? I'll say this. You know what? If you want scary in your life, then you got to put scare in your life. Watch horror movies, watch everything, do that. You're going to get something creepy happening. But that same creepy thing that happens to you might be different to me, because you just watched all the scary movies, so you found it creepy where I didn't. It's all going to be perception and what we see and what we need to see. But if you leave yourself open, you'll get something. But I don't leave myself. Nothing scary happens to me much anymore.
I have had some freaky stuff happen. Do I freak out and scream and yell? No, because I know how to handle it. I shared with you guys, was it 6 weeks ago? The cat is singing, by the way. Anyways, somebody sent us something and it was irrefutable by the last thing that had happened. So did I freak out? No, I just went through the whole house. I did my cleansing routine. I did the whole thing. I had somebody I work with do a double check-in just to make sure, like, you know, it's my space. I live here. And it doesn't hurt to have somebody objective come in and take a peek. And the thing is, okay, so like Kim, like you said, I'll get to that in a sec. So Diane said, fear attracts negative spirits sometimes. Well, it can, but like I wasn't in a fearful space when what happened to me in my previous home happened. I wasn't looking for that experience. It had to have been built in by me before I came into this lifetime. Dave and I have talked about it on the show before, because I know if it hadn't happened, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. So like attracts like energy. So yes, if you're in a constant place of fear, anger, depression, anybody, and I'm not saying you, I'm saying global you, anybody out there, people that use alcohol and drugs, it tends to be sort of leave an opening for something more negative to come in. So it could happen. Kevin says Stevie agrees.
Yeah, it could.
Do you want to read Kim's comment?
Yeah. Kim had wrote, I've went to a cemetery at dusk and also an old theater that's supposed to be haunted, got nothing. I'm going to quick respond. I'm going to let Laurie Lees do. I have to ask you this. Did you spend 10, 12 hours in the house? Did you spend 10, 12 hours in the cemetery? Because a lot of times, see, when the people who watch like a YouTube thing, they're not watching it. There's some that do it in real time, but investigations take a very long time. And sometimes the evidence is so subtle. And some of these guys in these paranormal groups are so amazing. They can sit there with headphones on and listen to every sound for 8 hours. How they do it, I do not know.
And every camera frame by frame.
So yeah, if you'd have to, if you truly want to do an investigation of something, it can't really be like 2 hours. And I mean, now I'm not saying that you can't go into a house and not have a bunch of stuff happen in 2 hours. I guess it could be. Yeah, it can happen. But for the most part, when investigating, yeah, you'd have to ask yourself that. So you don't want to, and then two, just because those places have a certain name behind them doesn't mean there's activity, because I tell somebody, no matter where you step on this earth, at some point something has died there. You know, you're walking on hundreds of thousands of years of bones at some point. You know, every house that had a family has activity in it, whether the family's there or not, because something's strong. We leave behind imprints all the time. Yeah, I don't have patience either. I'm the medium. I can go sit with them, but it's a little more fun for me because I'm hearing crap in my head. And then
people that are listening, let's just back that up for a sec. So Kim said, good Lord, I have no patience for 8 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And 8 hours, it's hard to be quiet for 8 hours, too.
Okay, but here's an option for you, but I would set your parameters and make sure before you go into a place, if you really want to experience something, I would make sure I'm grounded, make sure that I set my parameters going in there, but you can think it, you adding your voice adds to it, you can say, I'm open to somebody touching me, as long as if they're positive or however you want to word it, you can say I'm open to it, because you're letting them know, David, we've talked about this before,
that to get permission.
Communicating with spirit, going on an investigation, and you know, them being open to, they know that if people come in there, they want something crazy and weird to happen. And some spirits are jokesters, earthbound, and will comply, give you what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all worked into your experience, so it's okay. I like Michelle Plummer said, I call it a Mick haunting if it happened right away.
I like that. I like that. That's awesome.
Look at that. That was quick. I got my fries and a boo.
Yeah, and a boo. So it, like I said, it can happen. But I had this conversation with somebody that was a paranormal investigator. And all the years they were doing it, they'd never been touched. And they were going to the Sally House. And I had a conversation with them this was quite a few years back. And I said, be very careful what you ask for. I said, you're going to a very notoriously haunted negative space. Now, I told them this too. I said, I've seen people go in there and nothing happen. But you are going in there with the intention that you want something crazy to happen because you've never had it happen. I said, be careful what you ask for. Okay, because if you're dealing with something that's earthbound or from a negative space, okay, and it's not always negative when you go to a haunted place, even if you hear that it's notoriously haunted, because a lot of times the story gets misconstrued. And David has talked about that before as well in some of his investigations. But the thing is, if you do go to a place like that and you are open to it and you do attract something that's negative, and this is what I told my friend that I had this conversation with. I said, you'd be very careful what you, I know what they had said at first. They said, why don't you say what's negatively going down? And they were doing it from a place of love. they were saying, send whatever that is and I'll just kick its butt. And then got into the conversation about how they never experience anything and they're going to the Sally house. And I said, be very careful with that. Because if you do deal with something negative, and they're not behind every corner like Mr. Tight T-shirt wearing gentleman from Las Vegas likes to show you. It's not all that common, but it can happen. And you have to be careful because they don't listen to you. They don't have to, especially if you're earthbound. They have free will. And the thing is, right, they're not going to, like, because what this person was trying to say was send them to me and I'll take care of them. Well, you're not going to take care of them because you can't see it, first of all. And second of all, it doesn't go after things that you can control. And what it feeds off of, somebody had said fear, yes, sadness, depression, misery, anything like that, it feeds off that. That's a food source for it, if to simplify it. So it's going to do things to keep you in that state. So what, and I can speak from experience. So it goes after things like your finances, your health. It goes after your children. It goes after your pets. It goes after things that will hurt you. And again, that does not happen very often. And I'm speaking from my personal experience and what I have seen. I'm not saying it happens to everybody. I'm sharing what happened with us. And I can tell you, my friend, very sadly, and is it related to what happened? I can't say that, but I'll tell you, they had a lot of health problems after going to that place. So I don't know. Be careful what you ask for is all I'm saying. Could we create what we create with our mind? Could we have contracted with it? Yes, but I think you have to be careful.
Yeah, you pretty much live in a world. If you want it, you're pretty much going to get it. Doesn't mean that it's real. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it doesn't mean it's not real either. So...
Well, my partner was thrown 15 feet across the kitchen, and he is a bigger skeptic than David still to this day. I've released these pictures. I have a picture of a burnt handprint on my chest, and I didn't scratch myself. I just felt burning and looked down. There's some pictures we haven't been released to the public because they're kind of private. Like my partner has a bite mark on his upper right butt cheek to be the only way I can describe it, right below where your belt would be. And it is not human. I've shown it to many people. I have a burn. It looks like somebody took a cigar on my tailbone. Like I'm telling you, this kind of thing happens. Does it happen all the time? No, it does not. It is not a regular type thing. That's why I say to people, be very careful when for what you ask for. And so Jackie Lane saying, so it was an attachment. Are you talking about at my house? I don't know. I've had people check. I don't have an attachment. Could it have been? I don't know. I don't know how it started, why it was there. I've worked in a dangerous part of the city when I was community visiting nurse in palliative care, where there was a lot of murder. There was drug use. There was a lot of depression, a lot of sadness, a lot of poverty. And did somebody have an attachment? And when I went home, they followed me home. I don't know. Maybe it happened because, like Dave and I have talked about that on the show and off air, maybe it happened because I built it into my experience.
Or it needed to happen, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now if I hadn't experienced what I experienced.
I always say this, as long as you survive every experience you went through and you're sitting right here doing something, it really doesn't matter what. Right? Yeah, it doesn't. But there's reasons why things do happen. I mean, we have stuff happen to us that we wish we're like, oh, that was kind of scary. I really don't want any more of that. But when, like I said, when you go back and you realize, oh, maybe that had to be there for whatever reason. And it's okay because I'm safe. I'm safe now. You know, mm-hmm. I guess sometimes do we ever ask ourselves, aren't we really always safe? It's just where our mind is at that moment that makes us.
No,
nuts.
I think you could be physically unsafe in certain situations. I think you could be.
But well, no, I don't mean it in that sense. I mean, in the whole scheme of things, even if you're physically hurt, at some point when you leave this place, you go right back to who you were. And this was nothing solid that happened.
It was an experience, but while we're experiencing it,
I'm going to caveat with this. I do not want those experiences. I'm not.
Well, what you ask for?
Yeah, just say it.
Well, with that being said, why don't we go into that time travel video?
Yeah, let's do time travel.
I believe time travel exists. We don't have enough time to play this video, the one I'd love to play. It's called The Creepiest 911 Call, Time Travel, and the question mark, does it exist? It's pretty creepy. I found this years ago on a channel called Apex TV. I thought it was Apex. It no longer exists. It's like it disappeared. This guy would put all kinds of weird, strange stuff on his channel. People would write in, and he just presented on a platter and let people decide what they thought. This is a creepy story. And I was trying to find, because there was a follow-up to this call. And I'll post it in the group for you guys. It was a follow-up to this call. This woman is in a house alone. She thinks someone's breaking in. And I'll tell you without ruining the video that she claims it has to do with time travel. Now, I think that it's a 911 call that was recorded. I think some of it was sanitized because I remember the original letter that the 911 operator had written in, but he had asked the host of Apex TV to please scrub as much as he could to keep him anonymous. He was worried about losing his job. So apparently this couple, her name is Kathy, when she makes it, it's almost a 10-minute call. They follow up with her. If I can find it, I will share it. It's quite the creepy story nonetheless. So again, Carrie Lynn Shellhorn, my goodness, she's just getting all kinds of accolades tonight. She deserves it. She sent me this a couple days ago. Stop. Don't go back. Where are you? Oh, we went back somewhere. I don't know where we went here. Dave, hang on. Something happened here. I've got a dog barking at a fake skin from an old video as a skinwalker that's not a skinwalker. Give me a second. Yeah. I'll stop it.
What if you own a bear rug, one of those bear rugs, and it got up and walked again, it would be like a bear skinwalker.
Hi, Kathy Henley Little. And Cindy Simpson says, I agree 100%, David. And then Kathy Henley Little goes, ooh, Doctor Who. Well, I'm sure y'all have heard of the Philadelphia experiment back in the 50s, right?
Oh, yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, no. I know,
but I can't remember what it was about exactly. Hold on. I'm going to grab some water real quick while you're talking.
They were supposedly messing with time travel, and I believe it was a ship. Please correct me if I'm wrong. It was in the 50s, and the story is that they basically came back, but people didn't come back the way they were supposed to. Like half of them came back and pieces of their arm and what have you. It's quite the freaky story. I believe there was a movie made in the 80s about it. I have not watched it, but look up the Philadelphia experiment. It's quite intriguing.
Now I want to look it up. I'm going to grab a drink of water while you're chilling. Okay, go ahead.
I think this is the one Carrie Lynn said. Okay, Kathy says, yeah, it was a whole Navy ship. It's true. Yes, and it's quite the story. Personally, if you ask me if time travel exists, I think it does. My rule of thumb is whatever we know as the general public globally, that they have to be the powers that be. They got to be 50 to 75 plus years ahead when it comes to things that we either are not exposed to or privy to, or no matter what that may be. I really agree with that. Has anyone watched the series The Way Home 2 season so far? I haven't. I'd like to watch it. Kevin, if you can, please share that in the group for people, the name of that. And Liam Morgan says the Philadelphia experiment is a good movie also. Well, maybe we'll all have to watch that because
I'm missing out the Philadelphia experiment with that Tom Hanks movie.
So they're all saying it's a no, that was the movie with Tom Hanks with Philadelphia. This is the Philadelphia experience. Okay, so Kathy said it was a Navy ship. I knew it was a ship. Liam says it's a Navy ship, and they're all saying the movie was excellent, the Philadelphia experiment. Jillie Jean Bassett, completely separate from the Bermuda Triangle. We actually, they think, have a mini Bermuda Triangle in Lake Superior. There's quite a few strange things that have happened. And it's not just Canada, it's the US too, because we share the Great Lakes. And Canadian artist I never liked, but, and may he rest in peace, Gordon Lightfoot, with the legend of the Edmund Fitzgerald. He kind of refers to some ships that got lost out there. And then Kevin's going to share about the series. He goes, "We'll do." Laurie says, "It's about time travel." And Julie Jean Bassett goes, "I mixed it up with the Tom Hanks movie too."
Me too. Did you not? I'm sitting there going, "Wasn't that a whole nother topic?"
Wasn't that? I loved that movie, Philadelphia. That was an excellent.
I didn't
movie.
See that movie either.
Oh my gosh, David! You have to see that movie.
You know what? And just so everybody knows, I've never watched Scarface. I've never saw all these movies that everybody's seen. I've never saw Rocky. I didn't see the Titanic. Some of those movies, I'm like, I don't care.
I'm telling you, Philadelphia, like Tom Hanks really did make some good movies in that time period between Forrest Gump and then Castaway and then Philadelphia. And he you know what it was? And I remember working as a nurse during that time when HIV and AIDS came out and working in end stage. I mean, I had an area of my city's not huge. It's 100,000 people, maybe give or take. I had 7 end stage AIDS patients that I would go in and do IV therapy on and stuff in my area. Like the odds of that, like my area might have 3,000 people. Like, it really was a problem, and that's what that story was about. And wow, what an incredible movie. And he did such an incredible job telling the story. So I have to give him that.
You know what movie
But I'll give him that.
There was a movie that I watched, and it wasn't really that popular. But it was called with Robin Williams, called Bicentennial Man. It's like a 3-hour movie, and it's all about he's a robot. And as he's going through time, he gets parts put on until he actually, they try to determine whether he has a soul or not. And then he ends up living with a family throughout all these generations and becomes more and more real. You know what I'm talking about, Nicole Thomas? And at the end, all he wanted to do was die like a human being. So him and he got another robot, they married and they fixed them so they could age. And they kept telling them, if we do this, you're going to age like a human and you're going to die. And they said they want the entire experience. Really good freaking movie. It's a lot to take in.
Movie. I'll have to watch it. Hi, Kasoon. Sorry, we missed you. And Julie Jean Bassett says, boy, you've lived a sheltered life, David. And
I never watched my entire life. My movies when I was younger, believe it or not, you know what I watched growing up? Slasher movies. Slasher, haunted all of my life. And it's so funny that now it's like I really don't want much to do with it at all. But it's I don't like slasher movies anymore because I always say, that can happen.
Never watch them. Well, Diane Brighton added this. She goes, as Gordon Lightfoot said, Lake Superior never gives up her dead. And I knew you were going to add something, but I want to afterwards reference this comment from Kasoon because I wanted to mention something. Go ahead. Sorry, I knew you were going to add something else.
No, you're right.
Okay. Oh, hi, Michelle Wilfong. Welcome. Okay, so Kasoon, I got to make that bigger. So hang on, I got to go up to your comment. So he says, Al Bellick and Duncan Cameron time traveled to the 80s in that incident. So are you talking about the Philadelphia experiment? Because the other thing that I looked up for y'all, and maybe I'll try and bring some more research stuff with it. There is a piece of equipment out there called a time resonator machine. And apparently there have been people that called into Coast to Coast AM with the original host. I can see him. Art Bell. Took me a second there to Art Bell to talk about it. I have a friend, Augie Nost, who I was on the broadcast team Alpha with him and his co-host Nori recently. I know some of you guys had seen that clip he had put up. But the reason I mention it, he has a time resonator machine. He doesn't talk about it very often. And I wish to God I had some of my my copies of my previous, like my show, The Angel Rock, which was Monday through Friday on a previous network years ago, because he was on the same network and we did some shows about it and he talked about it. There is a video of him on YouTube. If you look up Augie, it's A-A-G-E, N as in Nancy, O, S as in Sam, T as in Tom. And I think it's with Rex Bear on his YouTube channel. I gotta remember what his YouTube channel is called. He shows them the time resonator machine. He explains how it works. And he says, Augie, and I know Augie to be fairly truthful, not fairly, really truthful. He's never lied to me. He says he used it to go 6 months into the future with the news, newspaper and stuff. I may sound crazy, but he also told some stories of other people who had used it incorrectly and had not been trained with it. To me, it seems that it would transport your consciousness, but he's told a story about a 17-year-old that is missing to this day. And all that was left was this box. And it's a little box. It's quite fascinating. So look it up. It's called a time resonator machine. There's some videos out there. I'll try and post the ones I found tonight. So sounds crazy, doesn't it, Dave?
Sounds like fun.
Well, I guess.
Everything exists to an extent. It all depends on how you got to, I think for me, time travel and stuff like that only works from a human point of view, but that's not saying, and I'm not by no means says it can't happen. I mean, but it's in our view could happen because of the fact, because our body would be going with us in that, wouldn't it? So
well, that's to me, because I never got a clear cut answer from Augie. Like, was it your consciousness that went into the future? Because I used to grill him. We did some pretty heavy duty shows. Like we talked about, Jesus and Mary, and he had been to that part of the world and seen a lot of the documents, and he had the Council of Nicaea records. He had gotten access to them, and so we did quite a show about that, and we did some interesting shows, and we didn't work together. I just had him on my show to talk about some of these topics.
With time travel, though, the reason I haven't really done the big delve into time travel, because one theory has stopped me so far until I figure out, because of the fact that there's multiple timelines. When you go into the future, what future are you going into? So somebody could say, I'm from the future. When we go into the future, this is what's going to happen. We're like, on what, my timeline, like where I'm going now, or a timeline as a whole, or a timeline separately?
And then you can cause paradoxes depending.
Yeah, and that's exactly.
I downloaded a few clips like that. I'll share the one Carrie Lynn sent. It was interesting.
I mean, it's really quite interesting. I love it.
Some shows on, not so much on this network. Leanne Clark's been on here too with Debbie A. Anderson. Leanne and I actually connected years ago in the Voldemort group. Never mind, we love crystals and Akashic records, but we love to talk about things like portals and timelines and time, you know, dimensions and what have you. And the future computer that's coming up is the quantum computer. And as far as I have been able to see, I haven't dug deep into it recently, they don't really know what it's connecting to, the quantum computer. That is a whole rabbit hole to go down to look at that. And then time travel, what most people say is, and I agree with everything you've just said, David, okay, but to go in the future is much easier than to go back, because what timeline are you going to end up in? And there's a whole bunch of stuff. So Contessa says, I'll add that before I play this clip. There is a movie called Frequency with Dennis Quaid. An old radio helps a man contact his father who had died in the past. It's a freaky concept, and she said she enjoyed it a lot. Liam Morgan. Sorry?
Yeah, did you ever see that? I'm not prepared for that question. There is a whole documentary on a gentleman who has an old time radio, and I don't know what it's in, but people come from all over to go in there, and it's not hooked up to anything. And the people, it's like when he sits with it, for some reason, all these voices start coming in and start.
Was that from the skull experiment? Because I know they had a radio.
Think they talked about it, but no, this is a man. It's like a real old radio or something. They're like, they don't.
Yeah,
I think it's in Russia. Is it in Russia or in? It might be. I don't know.
But if you look up soul phone, they are working on an actual soul phone. There's a website for it. Again, Augie was someone that told me about it. It's called the soul phone, and they're trying to develop something very similar to what you're talking about so people can connect with their loved ones on the other side. And it's called
soul. I don't think it'll happen. That's my I heard about that. My psychic thing says that's not ever going to happen. Maybe in our lifetimes it's not going to happen. But I think it's the soul phone. I don't think it is. It's going to be like AI. It's going to be so misconstrued and people are going to screw with it and mess it up so much. It's never going to be something that's reputable.
Well,
I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, I think it'd be great if that happened.
All I say is never say never, right?
Well, I will say on that one, never. Okay. I have my reasons, but that's my opinion.
That's your opinion. So we'll have to see. Anything's possible is what I say. And we switch timelines all the time, right? So maybe there is a timeline because I did run into a clip. I don't know if I uploaded it.
There's a timeline where it happens, but we don't know if it's a good outcome on that timeline.
The thing I was going to say, they were talking about, I think it was in the 1800s, maybe early 1900s, this Norwegian father and his son were out ice fishing, and they noticed this hole with water. And apparently they went through the hole and followed it and walked and walked and walked and ended up, apparently, sounds crazy, I'm not saying it's true, somewhere in the center of the earth, they were at the North Pole. They went to the top of the North Pole and down, and they discovered another civilization. They were human, and they said that they were there from the time of Egypt. They had been around when the Israelites, I think, left. And I know is people from Egypt are not in Israel. But anyways, long story short, he was explaining all this. If I remember, I watched so much stuff today, but they stayed for 2 years and these people spoke Sanskrit, I believe. And they were very much more well advanced than we were. They lived up anywhere upwards of 800 to 1,000 years. They claimed the reason why they were able to stop illness. And on top of that, they said the reason why they lived so long is because there was no wars. Now, I don't know if I agree with that or not. I know that wars aren't good, but it was very fascinating. I would have to dig a lot deeper into this, but it was a clip and it was interesting to hear about. Okay. Yeah.
I love all that interesting stuff. Whether it's true or not, I always say it expands your mind somehow.
I'm open to everything unless it's absolutely beyond. Like you look at this and go, there's no way. Okay, I do have some skepticism, but my point is I put everything up that may, is it true? Is it not? I don't know. I put it up on what I call the proverbial back shelf because I believe truth reveals itself always. So Kasun says, also the Vatican is said to possess a device called a chronovisor. I have heard of that, which can take photographs of past life events like the crucifixion. I've heard of the chronovisor too, definitely, Kasun. So I don't know. Okay, so Contessa says, many, many years ago, I heard from a medium say that we will be able to call our spirits and speak to them through a phone. Now I hear people talking about this concept today. Like I say, you know what? I always say none of us know the answers and none of all the answers, nor will we all know them till we go back home ourselves. Plus, we switch timelines, and I have to agree with Dave, even if it does come to fruition, because you are right. I hear your train. Dave is right, and I have to agree with this, that every time human beings get something good, there's always somebody, some bad apples in the bunch that misconstrue it and twist it for something evil.
Something else. Yeah. That's why I said, maybe not in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. Maybe eventually.
Okay, let's play this. This is the fastest 2 hours of my whole week, besides the Angel Rock. This goes by even faster than the Angel Rock, because you guys, and I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to give you the props out loud, because I say it all the time when I'm not on the air. We have, between my show on Monday night and here, we have the most incredible, intelligent, amazing audience. And you guys, I warn all my guests too on Monday nights. I don't warn them. I just say, hey, we got an incredible audience. They are intelligent. They are well versed on many topics with this. They ask great questions. So be prepared for it and watch for it. And you guys do. You guys make this show what it is. Don't you agree, Dave?
Mm-hmm. That's true. I loved when you guys come out. It does go really fast. Ooh, you get in here. And welcome to the stage.
I forgot to say it. I just popped it on. Okay. So I think this is the one Carrie Lynn sent me, because I'm looking at it. I watched so much stuff today and I wasn't even trying to find it. I went down such a crazy rabbit hole today and I wasn't even really looking for it. It just Thursdays I do research and just see what we run across, right? Jackie Lane goes, great show, learned a lot. Thanks. You're so welcome. We're so glad you're here. We're not going anywhere. We got about 2 minutes. But stay tuned, you guys, because second night of the Outer Realm is coming up with the amazing Michelle DeRoche and Amelia Pisano. I'm not sure who they got on tonight, but they always have great guests. And even when they don't, these girls are well-versed and very talented and gifted in the paranormal, psychically, mediumistically, and they have their show Wednesdays and Thursday nights. So stay tuned. Okay, let's play this quick. I think, you know what? This is the wrong one. Well, we'll play it. This is not the one Carrie Lynn sent me. The one she sent me was long. I can save it for next week or I can post it in the group. You guys decide, because I think that, yeah, this what you know. I'm not
gonna let's do both. Post it in the group and we'll play it next week, and that way they'll have a chance to have looked at it.
This is ridiculous. This is not to me, no proof that this was the video I downloaded, because I was like, what is this guy saying? Because I do download videos to go in there and take a look at. This is not from Carrie Lynn. Absolutely not, because the one she sent me was longer and I had it clipped. It's higher up. I loaded up the wrong one for some reason. So you guys can have a good laugh at this guy.
Truck, okay, white car.
This is skepticism.
Oh, definitely.
Gray car, white car. Blue car, gray car. Blue SUV, white truck.
And this is where things get interesting, because he claims that jumping from one time to another is dangerous. I gotta start at the beginning. Because people
this was not at the beginning. Let me start at the beginning. Oh, you're not going to be cooperative here, are you? Cooperative. Okay, hang on.
There we go. I believe that I'm a time traveler. This is going to be absolute proof that I am. I'm about to prove to you that I've already lived this day and I could pretty much predict everything that's about to happen. Let me show you. White truck, white car. Gray car. Gray car, white car. Blue car, gray car. Blue SUV, white truck.
And this is where things get interesting, because he claims that jumping from one time to another is dangerous, because people from the past started to notice that he wasn't from their time and started to follow his every move.
A man right there has been following me for the past half an hour throughout the whole city. I think they're catching on to me. I think they found out that I'm in the wrong time period.
So is this man a real time traveler? This guy spends all of his time recording videos to prove that he's a time traveler. And he always starts his videos like this.
I
don't think this
is the one. I just came back from the future.
What I'm about to show you is going to blow your freaking mind.
And if you check his TikTok account, you'll see that he's been posting countless videos as proof. Most of his videos get millions of views because people are curious if he's a real time traveler or not. Now, let's start the investigation. To know the truth, we need to dig deep onto his TikTok account. This is his first ever time travel video that he posted.
This is going to basically prove to you 100% that I'm a time traveler.
And his proof is Super Nintendo from 1995. This video went viral, so he uploaded another video and it went like this.
This right here is a video camcorder used back in 1999 by families that...
Were you saying something?
This video is full of more crap.
This was not from Carrie Lynn.
I know that wouldn't be from Carrie Lynn. This and this time traveler thing. Oh, I checked his thing and all his videos are about proof. No, it's not. There's not one bit of proof. There's not.
I agree. And I think that's why this was not the one. I will. Yeah. Hi, Ruth. We're just about to sign off.
But you know why we play stuff like this, you guys, too? Because we play some videos that we knew were like totally terrible. But just to like give you that stuff, the videos like that, come on, that's not proof. But you know what? If you want to watch it for entertainment, there's nothing wrong with that because it is fun and funny to watch. But the sad thing is there's people out there who get like really delusional think it's like that. But anyway, so that was a fake video. They're not all fake, but just be careful when you're watching them. Anyway, I heard a noise, but this time I did. My website is called theywhispertome.com, and you can find me on Instagram or TikTok at Medium David Hansel or The Spirit Experience on Facebook and YouTube. And I'm going to give it back to Laura Lee and see who made a noise over here.
Okay. You guys, don't forget about our group, The Thing at the Foot of the Bed with Laura Lee Puffin and David Hansel. We get to 200. We're over 100. I think 100 or 101. We are going to start going live, and they're doing free one-question readings and things like this. So we'd love, once we get over 200, if you guys ever want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me on facebook.com/angelrock or anywhere on social media. Fastest and quickest way to get a hold of me is through my Facebook profile on Messenger under Laura Lee Potvin. I have two groups on Facebook, Paranormal University for all things paranormal, Angel Rocker Tribe for more spiritual type things, and you can book readings. Sorry?
I know what it's karma.
Okay. So we can, you can book readings with me. I do teaching and mentoring. I do energy healing, Akashic records, you name it. So I'd love to connect with you and work with you if that's something you feel called to do. Also, don't forget the Angel Rock on Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I believe Stephen Chong is coming on from Australia. He was on before. You guys wanted him back. And I think he has another new book out. And he's an amazing guest. So be sure to join me. Cool. Anyways, Dave, you ready?
Yep. 1, 2, 3. What's at the foot of your bed?
It was close.
It wasn't close. We can never tell. Somebody's got to let us hear a recording.
I was going to say stay spooky. That's why I hesitated. Anyways, we love you all, guys. We'll see you next week. Same time, same space. Okay?
Love and stay spooky.
Love ya.